was a little boy, when she was widowed, he came over and helped her close up the summer cottage.
On a recent spring day, a group of seniors meet for lunch in New London.
And I can remember teaching Dick how to swim in Keyser Lake when he was about seven.
Have something to eat in the middle of the day. My wife cannot cook anymore.
They're a hardy group. They live in their own homes and insist they have no interest in moving to a retirement facility. But they do admit to needing help from time to time.
My name is Nancy Brenner. I live in Newbury. I'm 73 years old. I was in need of assistance because my husband fell, and then he fell again and fractured his hip and ended up in extended care. I was just beside myself.
Brenner and the other diners belong to a nonprofit resource and referral service for seniors. For about $400 a year, they get access to trained volunteers who help with non-medical tasks like meals, rides, and chores. And they get discounts from businesses that have been screened. Brenner recalls when she reached out to the nonprofit's director.
And he assisted me in getting an elder care attorney, drove me to appointments, and also sent some reputable contractors to the house because I needed work done there.
What's unusual about this home-based service is that members like Brenner aren't charged by the hour. The annual fee, which covers a director's salary and administrative costs, remains the same, no matter how much a senior uses it. The costs are low because most of the assistance comes from other seniors who are retired, have time on their hands, and choose to volunteer. And this is typical, according to New Hampshire's AARP director, Kelly Clark.
What we are seeing is that for individuals in that 60 to 79 age bracket, that group really represents a tremendous resource in terms of expertise and volunteer capacity, and oftentimes are providing the supports on a volunteer basis to really support people in that 80-plus category.
She says the number of state residents between the ages of 60 and 79 will swell from 252,000 today to 419,000 in 2020. And that's the segment, she says, that can help those over 80 remain in their homes instead of moving to nursing facilities or assisted living centers.
If we take a look at the numbers of individuals that are eventually going to hit that 80-plus bracket, there's not an obvious sustainable solution. And so community supports to support people to stay in their home are absolutely critical, as is the volunteer network.
Come on, girl! Come on, you want to go for a walk?
Volunteer Barbara Guernsey is getting ready to take Skye, an Airedale Terrier, out for a walk.
Good girl, come on.
The dog belongs to 88-year-old Carlton Bradford, who lives alone on a rambling dirt road in New London.
Yes, Skye.
Guernsey, who it turns out is also a neighbor, started taking Skye for walks after Bradford came home from surgery.
I was putting wood in the stove and letting my dog out and fell. And ended up in the hospital and realized when I got home that I really needed some help. David then took me to the doctor's offices and made sure that I had food in the house.
Bradford is referring to David Royal, who coordinates volunteers at the nonprofit, aptly named At Home.
Barbara was not a close friend that I could call and say, Barbara, please come and help me. She came as a volunteer for At Home.
Well, what feels different about paying a membership fee and then calling on a volunteer versus calling a neighbor?
The difference is the feeling of independence that you have. You've paid for it. That's different than calling and saying, Fred, would you come over tomorrow afternoon and take me to the doctor? What if Fred has 88 other things to do? And he probably would say, yes, I'll be glad to. And not begrudge it, but say, oh, geez, do I really have to, you know?
And this gets to the heart of the dilemma for many elders living on their own. Sean Lyon is a nurse practitioner and chairs the At-Home Board of Directors.
Folks are unable to easily make a decision regarding moving out of their home, and that is not something that happens with great grace usually. And what this does with living at home is it helps to start a conversation about how they can be where they are and to do so in a safe and less costly way.
The At-Home organization is launching with 20 members serving 6 surrounding towns. In the next 3 years, it plans to expand to 90 members. It's one of nearly 100 similar groups in 38 states that belong to a national organization called the Village to Village Network. A second New Hampshire member of the network resides in the Monadnock area, and a third one in Nashua expects to open later this year. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.